Okay. All right. Next sugya we have about Chosin Hushbinev. Before we do that, I just want to, we quickly finished up yesterday. I want to just say over the Korban Nisanel. The Korban Nisanel and Simon Zion Osadi on the Rosh pointed out the following, answered the Kasha. He said, the Gemara said in Erekin that in order to be chayv in sukkah, you have to be able to be with one's wife. We said, Mikra Din, a husband can have Tashra Shemitah with his wife in the sukkah. Obviously, it's not Sias, we wouldn't do it this, Pizmanazah, but you have to have the ability. So the Korban Nisanel says that that's exactly the point. The point is, you don't have to be, doesn't have to be that you're mutter betashmish. He says even more than that. All you have to be is Rishai Laduri Moyachad. Doesn't mean that you have to actually be mutter her betashmish. I want you to get that down, as you were asking me. Doesn't mean, the Gemara doesn't mean to say in Erekin that you have to be mutter betashmish. What the Gemara says, you have to be mutter to live with her together. And Avol is mutter to live with his wife. He doesn't have to separate from his wife. They're allowed to be b'yichud together. Mashenk and Kohanim, when they do the avoda, where are they? They're in the Azara. And the Gemara has a famous line in Kiddushin and Beis, Chi'isha ba'azara minayin? A woman can't be in the Azara. So therefore, when you are in the state of doing the avoda, a Kohen cannot be together. No, we don't mean physically, but they can't live like man and wife together under the same roof in the Azara. Whereas in the when it comes to what? When it comes to Sukkah, obviously Lamaisa, it's mutter for them to live together, and they don't have to necessarily, Avol is mutter to live with his wife. It doesn't have to be mutter to have Tashra Shamita. So I want you to get that Korban Nisanel down. We did that very quickly at the end of Shir yesterday, but it really takes a whole new approach on the Gemara, because we thought it meant literally he has to be mutter to Tashra Shamita. Doesn't mean literally he's got to be mutter to Tashra Shamita. It means mutter, that he mutter for to live together with him. Okay, that's the Chiddush of the what of the Korban Nisanel. Okay, now we go weiter in the Gemara with the next piece, next shtikla Gemara on Chafeim and Beis, also the same memra of Rav Abba Bar Zavda. Let's see inside the Gemara. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Rav Abba Bar Zavda Marav. Everyone got it there? Let's see the Gemara inside there. Svi, go ahead. Amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda. Amar Rav. No, Chosim on Chafeim and Beis. There's a few memories of Rabba Bar Zavda, the last one there. Bama Rabba Bar Zavda, Marav Chosin, Vishushbinav. Yeah, restart again from Bama Rabba. Bama
Rabba Bar Zavda, Marav.
Zavda.
Zavda, Marav.
Yeah.
Chosin, Vishushbinav.
Excellent. A Chosin in all his attendants. Now let's get done what Shushbinav mean. Exactly. Rashi says in Maseches Brachos and in Maseches Erevin, it means that someone helps you with the chasana, to mesameach you, anything that he needs to get you drinks or whatever, he needs you to help with anything that's going to help with the chuppah, with the marriage, and that's what Rashi says in Maseches Sukkah and Maseches Erevin. Rashi in Yevomis, on Daf Samach Gimel, means it's a good friend. Shushpina means a good friend. God willing, you guys get married, you have a shomer on that day. To make sure, according to Rashi and Yevamos, it says Oev Tov, and then Rashbam and Baba Basra quotes a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel Beis Perek Devav Pasuk Ramazan Reya David, which the Targum Yonasim in Azil says Yushbina de David, the friends of David, and if you look in the Ramah, in Hilchos Tfilin Simin Lamaches Siv Zayin Chosin Vishushbinov. The Ramah defines Shushbinav as being Perish Reyev Asmechem Imo, his friends that are Mesamech with him. So I want you to get that. It's all basically one definition. Friends, Lamaisa, it's going to help you specifically Mesamechem, help you with the Tzorki HaChuppah, the Tzorki HaZivuk. That's Rashi in the Brachas and in Erevin. Rashi in Yevamos is a good friend. The Rashbam quotes a Pasuk, Reyev David, the friend of David. And the Ramah defines it, Shulchan Aruch, it means friends that are Samech with him. Okay? So Rav Abba Bar Zavda says a tremendous chiddush that a chassan is in attendance and all b'nei chuppah are patim in a sukkah kol shiva. Okay. Right off the bat, we must define for ourselves tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Okay? And this is very important to note. When we say you're patim from what? When we say you're patim from the sukkah, what are we talking about? We know that the Mishnah writes in Maseches Moed Katan, let's get it down. You're not allowed to get married Nisuin on Moed. You're not allowed to get married in Yontif, You're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. It's a Mishnah explicitly. What daf? Chesem et Beis Moed Katan. Ain Nosin Noshin B'Moed. What's the reason for that? So the Gemara gives a few reasons here. Very good, Avram. One of them is Samachta B'Chagecha V'lo B'Ishtacha. That's one reason. But the Gemara gives a few other reasons. And the famous one that we're going to note now, we're not going to do all the reasons now in Shir, but the other one I want you to know, Avram says, Samachta B'chagecha V'lo B'ishtacha. That's the memra of Rav Katina Amarav. The other one we're going to mention right now is Rav Elazar B'Shem Rav Chaniga, Rav Shem Rav Chanina, A Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Let's get that down. Those are the two that I want you to know for now, suffice it to say. You're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed or Yontif. So what on earth are we talking about? So Rashi says we're talking about where you got married Erev Regel. And the Sheva Brachas go into Yontif. Because of Samachta B'chagecha V'lo B'Ishtacha and A Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, which I want you to know the two reasons, halacha lemaisa, that we have. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Now, classically, the reason why we say ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha is because of the following concept, okay? There are two reasons I want you to know that are given in the Rishonim for this cloud. And that is, halacha lemaisa, as he says, there are two reasons. One is exeris hakasif, Mole Shvuazos says in the Yerushalmi that he didn't want to mix the two marriages, Yaakov when he married Rachel and when he married Leah and Rachel. So one is a Xerisakasov of Mole Shvuazos. Mole Shvuazos means fill up the week, I mean the year. He says he wants to devote the 7 years to Leah and then Rachel. So that's the marker for what Xerisakasov. But then there's another reason called Enosin Mitzvahs. Chavilos. Now what does that mean?
Don't do mitzvahs in bundles.
Don't make mitzvahs like packages and bundles. Which the Rashbam says, very good, Donnie. Which the Rashbam says in our Ripsachim means mechse kemasui. It looks like a what? It looks like a burden. It looks like a burden. Mechse kemasui. You don't make mitzvahs look like burdens. It's very, very not good. So Rashbam says mechse kemasui. And what does Tosfos say himself? Tosfos says that it's a problem, ein libo panui. It's a problem of kavana. You're not going to have the proper kavana. You're not going to have the proper concentration if you try to do two mitzvahs at one time. So therefore, when you begin our Gemara, it says Chasun Shishbinov is potter from Sukkah. What does that mean, Chasun Shishbinov is potter from Sukkah? How can you talk about a chasana with Sukkah? So Rashi has to say, they got married in Erev Yontif, and the Shiva Simei Mishnah go into Yontif. However, the bottom line is that what? Why is it that you cannot get married on Moed? So the Gemara says, Ein Nosin Nashim Moed, it's a Mishnah Moed, Kar Chesem Ez. The Gemara says, Samachta B'chagecho B'Yishtoch, that's one reason. The other reason I want you to know specifically is Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, which is either based on Exeris HaKosov, a Malish who is Oz, the Yishalmi says, or it's based on a principle called Enos Mitzvahs Chavilos, which has two reasons under it, which you must know. Either you don't make mitzvahs into a burden, or number two, that's a lack of kavana. If you do two mitzvahs at the same time, you're not going to have concentration and focus on one mitzvah. Because you're going to have in mind the two mitzvahs, and therefore it's going to be a blur.
You're saying the first one is a burden?
The first one is that you don't want to make mitzvahs look like a burden. It's not becovedic to Hashem. The other one is an issue of concentration. You're not going to have proper kavana when you do a certain mitzvah. Now, I'm going to give you a quick nafkamina between the two reasons I want you to know. And that is, there's a famous halacha, which we might actually get to today in Shir, and that's called Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. What's the halacha Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? We actually learned it. First semetzvah. We paskin, what? Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? Halacha lamaisa. By diraisa mitzvah, says the Magen Rabbeinu name and Chuvah Rabbaz. By mitzvah d'rabbanan, you don't need what? You don't need kavana. The Lagon argument said mitzvah diraisa and d'rabbanan need kavana. Both. Okay? The Magen Avraham in the name of the Chuvah Rabbah says only mitzvahs d'oraisa need kavana. Mitzvahs d'rabbanan don't. And the Gaon says all mitzvahs need kavana. So I want to just point out to you. I want you to get it down. What would be the din, maybe, if I'm osik in mitzvah A, if, let's say I'm doing two mitzvahs, but one of the mitzvahs d'oraisa and one of them is d'rabbanan. Would that be a problem of ein osik mitzvahs chavilas, if I did them at the same time? What would you say?
It depends on
if you hold that you're making mitzvahs like packages, then what?
Yeah, yeah,
then it looks bad. But if it's an issue of kavana, well, if I hold like the mugget of rum in the name of the Chumash Rabbas, I don't need kavana by the mitzvah drop on him. So it doesn't make a difference if I'm also getting a mitzvah d'oraisa and the second one is a mitzvah drop on him. So the nafkamina would be osek, if I'm doing mitzvah d'oraisa, v'gam osek mitzvah midrabanan at the same time. The bas achas.
Just because you want kavana in the drabanan, you still want to have as much kavana in the raisa if you're still doing.
Okay, you're right. But let's say in theory, but the raisa need kavana. I had it midrabanan, I didn't. It would be fine. So I want you to get that. This whole sugya is premised on the fact that you did not get married on yontif. You guys got to know why. Okay. You can't just say you can't. First, you got to know the mocker. You got to know why. So this is it again. Again, let's chazer it over. The Gemara says a chasm to Yishmina spot them in a sukkah. You can't get married on Yontif. What's going on? Terence says you got married here of Yontif, and the Shemar brachos go into. So he's spot them in the sukkah. But why can't you get married on a Chol HaMoed or on Yontif? So there are a bunch of reasons given in Moed Katan in the Gemara and Chesavayz. I want you to. We're just saying over two today. Samachta bechagecha v'lo be'ishtecha. Avram mentioned that. Second one is Ein Marvin Simcha b'Simcha. I want you to know. What is Ein Marvin Simcha Simcha based on? Either there's a cost of Yushama says Mole Shuas Os that Yaakov said by Leah, and then he said I'll marry Rachel after that. Or it's based on a Svara of what? Ein Osim Mitzchavilus Chavilus. But why is Ein Osim Mitzchavilus Chavilus a rule? Rashbam says because it looks what? Looks like a burden. And what is what? What does the Taisa say in Moed Katan? It's an issue of what? Kavana. Lamai nafkamina between the Rashbam and Taisa is within the Hezber of Enos Mitzchavilus Chavilus. If you're doing a mitzvah, the Eisen and the Rabban, excellent done. If you say it's Mexican Moshe, it still looks bad. If you say it's an issue of Kavana, well, if the Mugget of Rabban, name the choose Rabban, says you're Yotzi without Kavana by a mitzvah and Rabban. It will not work well, this nafkamina, if you hold like who? Matthew, you got to get this down. If you hold like the beer, what? If you hold like the gone. Excellent. If you hold like the gone, you need Kavana by both anyway. Okay. Very good, guys. Okay, that's the beginning of the Gemara. Right off the bat. Let's get this down. It says the attendants are potter. Now, I have no doubt in my mind that the chassan is potter because of why? Osik b'mitzvah, potter min mitzvah. That's the sugya. No? Osik b'mitzvah, potter min mitzvah. There's no doubt why the chassan is potter. I mean, he's osik b'mitzvah. He's supposed to be m'samechas kala the whole week. Can't go to work. Right? It's the first time he's been married, he can't go to work. He's got to be with his wife.
Can you go to Shear?
So the minig is not to. The minig is to go to Minyan throughout. Some say you don't even have to go to Minyan. I think you should go to Minyan. The first morning afterwards, you don't go to Minyan. But the rest of the Minyanim, you should go to Minyan. Okay? You should go to Minyan. Yeah, but you should spread out going to different Minyanim. You shouldn't go to the same one. Then they won't say the Tachin in the whole week. Okay.
So,
what'd you say?
It's like
of course, no doubt. That you have to do. But you don't be a chidus the first morning, but the rest of the week, I think you should go to Minyan. So I think Chassan is very, very clear that he's potter what? He's potter because of Osik Mimitzvah, potter min mitzvah. Let's get it down, though. Let's get this down, guys. Why are the Shushpinin potter? Why are the Shushpinin potter? That's the Shaila. So I want you to get this down. This is a major machlokes in the Shorim that I gave you. Okay? Why are the attendants taka potter? So, the Ran said on Yud Alpha Beis Dapei Arif, you guys saw it and I gave you the Miri. Let's get it down. What do the Ran and the Miri say? Shushbinin? They say the favors to Shushbinin are potter because why? They say Osik B'mitzvah, potter min mitzvah. Ran and Miri, they say Osik B'mitzvah, potter min mitzvah. Excellent. What is the mitzvah they're doing? Mesameach Chasan. The Kala. Now, it's just interesting to me, I want you to note this as well, is the mitzvah Mesamech Hasan and Kala derives the Rabbanan. So, the Rambam writes in Pirik Yudal and Hilchos Evel Halacha Aleph, if you give me the show thing, thank you, Tzvi, he says it's the mitzvah in Rabbanan on the books, but it's a kiyum of Haftal Recha Kamocha. So, I thought you could bring a raya from this Gemara that if you're Osik in a mitzvah in the Rabbanan, you are what? Thank you, Tzvi. You are Pater. From a mitzvah midi rice. Remember we said that from Abu Chanan? On the books, it's a mitzvah de Rabbanan. So therefore what? I'm patur m'sukkah because I have to misamech my friend who's a chasam and kala. I'll read you the lashon. I'm not going to read you the whole halacha, but on the list of mitzvah de Rabbanan, akim de rice, guess what's on the list? Samech chasam and kala. L'hachnis a kala, it's the same thing. Lachnis akala means the same as mameh chasam akala. Oh, he says it later. Chin l'sameh chasam akala. He says it in Feirish. Mitzvahs eses shel divrayim. And he gives you a whole list. The chin l'sameh chasam akala. But it's a kiyum of achterecha kamocha. So I thought that's interesting. Please get that down. You're going to bring a raya from the Rama, from the Gemara, maybe. We could bring a raya that if you're osik in a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it potters you from a mitzvah d'raisa. Despite the fact there's a kiyum d'raisa Yehuda, v'haftarech kamocha. Maybe you could say it's not a classical mitzvah d'rabbanan, because there is a kiyum d'raisa of haftarech kamocha. But nonetheless, that's what you have. So according to the Ran and the Meiri, b'feirish you're osik, b'mod you're osik, b'mitzvah simchas chasim. However, the Raivin, and the Balam war in the back, on Yud Aleph and Beis, the Ravid wrote a sefer, and the Rami also wrote a sefer back on the Rith. The Ravid Yud Aleph and Beis begs it different, and he says something else completely. And he says a very interesting svara, completely different. And the Ravid says based on the principle of Mitzdayer. Wow, Mitzdayer, why? Because you're a good friend. You're not a fair weather friend. It's important to be a good friend to your chaveru, right? It's very important to be a good friend. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, right? What's the definition of a chaver? To learn with you, to give eitzes, and to give you musr. Say lecha rav, k'nei lecha chaver. Right? That a chaver is even more important than a rav. It says, I say or make a rav, but you have to buy a friend. Now, colloquial in English, buying friends is not a good idea, because you won't be a good guy. But lamais, if you take it literally, it's just buy, it's a very important concept. So, you're going to feel bad. If you cannot be mesamech, your friend who's a chassan, and your friend is a kala, throughout the week, you're going to feel bad. So you're emotionally sad and depressed. That's Mitzdayer. So the Rabbi gives a completely different reasoning. And you know how he proves it? I want you to get this down. 1 second, Yehuda. What is the Raya of the Rith? I'm the Raya of the Ravid. The Ravid says, I don't think it's an issue of Osik B'mitzvah. Because what are the Gemara's going to ask? The Gemara's going to ask, we're going to see it, Bezrat Hashem. It says in the Gemara, you should eat and drink in the Sukkah. And be happy in the Sukkah. If you're Potter, because of Osik B'mitzvah, Potter B'mitzvah, you're Potter even if you could eat in the Sukkah. Who's the Ravid echoing? Please get this down, Avram. Again, what was the Raya of the Ravid? He says that the reason why Shushpinim are part is because of Mitzdayer. And not because of what?
Not because of Osik.
Not because of Osik B'mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah. Because it was Osik B'mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah. How could the Gemara ask, go ahead and eat and drink and be happy in the Sukkah? You're Potter even if you could go ahead and eat in the Sukkah. Because he's assuming that what? Osik B'mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah applies even if what? Even if you could do B, which sheet is that? The Ron's, correct. The Ravid is holding like the Ron. And our response to the Ron, our response is not that way. Our response is that, you know what, it's not a riot. It's not a riot. Because the bottom line is that what? The bottom line is if you take the approach that it's considered to be only when it's EF, sure, you have no riot. Okay, and that's not a problem in the Ron. It happens to be the Ron holds your spine in his part because all commits upon the minimits. No problem. But don't bring me a raya. Don't bring me a raya to it, because how could the Gemara suggest eat and drink and be happy in the Sukkah when it's possible to do both? And it's Osik B'mitzvah, you can't say that. What do you mean? We say Osik B'mitzvah, Potem B'mitzvah, you can say both. That's why the Ran didn't bring it as a raya. But nonetheless, whatever the case is, it's not a problem. It's not a steer in the Ran. But Lamaisa, you could easily reject that raya and say you can only say Osik B'mitzvah, Potem B'mitzvah when it's EF, sure, and that's the Shitas HaTaisis. So the bottom line is, if I ask you, why are the Shushpinim Potter? It's a Machlokes in Rishonim. Why is the Chassan Potter? Because of Chassan is Osik B'mitzvah Potter in the Mitzvah. Now, very important I gave you. I think it was in Jacob. What was it? Tofresh Mem Sift Allen?
Yeah.
Was it the Ramah?
Yeah.
Now, what's the Nafkamina right off the bat? Let's get it. Between these two approaches. Laila Rishon, wasn't that? Laila Rishon. When Mitzdar is Potter in the Sukkah, is it Potter also? No, it's okay. Is it also Potter the first night or not? What's the din? Is Mitzdar Potter the first night or not? Yes. Machloikis Mechaber Amal. You got to know this, guys. We mentioned it, I think, once. I think we mentioned it already.
The Ramah says Kedai.
The Ramah says Beferish that you're Chayiv. And the Mechaber says you're Potter. Okay? Very important, Machloikis. Is Mitzdar Potter at Laila Rishon? Rest of Sukkahs, that's a Gemara. But Laila Rishon is a Potter. Machloik is Mechaber Amal. So I will tell you that the Nafkamina will be the following. What's a Nafkamina? Is a Shushbinin of a Chassan Potter in the first night of Sukkahs? What do you say? Is he Potter or not? You guys tell me. What's the din, Adam? If you hold what? If you hold osim mitzvah patur mitzvah, then even the first night you'll be patur, right? But if you hold it's based on what? Mitzdar, and you hold like the Ramah, you're going to what? Excellent, very good. Please get that down. Any topic that we'll have, and we're going to have a few, God willing. We're going to have a few, not today, but in the coming Gemaras, Bezrat Hashem, I'll tell you right away, the Mishamshim of a Chola. It's the same two Shitas. The nurses, the attendants of a Chola. There's the same Machlok, not the same Shitas, but there are two approaches why a Mishamish of a Chola is Pater. Is it because of Osik Mitzvah, Pater Min Mitzvah, or is it because of Mitzvah? Lamai Nafkemina? We're going to have a bunch of Nafkeminas, God, when we get to it, but what off the bat is the first night, okay? That's the first thing you got to think of when you're as a lamdan. What the nafkamin is. You see these two approaches. In fact, I saw an article in here that says, we should always compare mitzdar and osik mitzvah upon mitzvah. No, we shouldn't. He's one of the good old adorah. I didn't understand what he meant. If we have time, we'll get to his line. But there are two different approaches. And the nafkamin is, you all like the Ramah, Lila Rishonah. Okay, so that's right off the bat. We have a major machlekes. What about the shishbinin? Okay? Very good. Yes, Izzy, go ahead, real quick, because we got a lot to see. Go ahead.
So, but I don't understand, according to the Raya, that the reason why friends are public is because they're mitzdayer.
Yes.
Shouldn't we say that they have to be...
They should get themselves together, you mean? It's a good point, but Lamaisa, it's just coming from a mitzvah, you know what I'm saying? Remember we said there's no mitzvah to be... Your loved one died, that's true, but that's not part of the mitzvah. You follow me? Why is the mitzvah... What was the mitzvah why we said that you have to what? You have to be sad. It's to show, why do we do Nehugi Avelis? Either for tshuva or for Kavod HaMeis. But it's not because of necessarily, you know, sadness is part, obviously you're human, and you'll be sad. That's not really part of the mitzvah. You know what I'm saying? Mesameach Hasan HaKalas, it's the mesameach done. And if you can't do that, so, you know, you're going
to
be...
No, I'm sorry. I've been asking you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
The mitzvah isn't coming because of the sukkah.
You're right. That's true, but it's coming from the... It is
We had that case on the previous Amud, where since...
Right, but remember we said that there are two tracks, Lamaisa. There are two tracks, Lamaisa. There could be a mitzvah that is what? That is coming from the sukkah, and there could be another type of mitzvah that is not. Right?
So they should, if it's not coming from the sukkah...
No, but we said it's only if it's considered to be of a reshus. This is flowing from the fact that I cannot do a mitzvah of Mesameach Hasvachal. If a guy's going to chapter 11, we feel terrible for him, but he's got to get it together. You follow me? This is flowing from the fact that you cannot fulfill a mitzvah. So that's the svara, okay? It's a good kasha, but that's a pshat. Yes, go ahead, Matthew.
Why don't we passim like this nowadays? Like, whenever I'm at weddings, there's always people trying to get like mincha marv minyans. Like, shouldn't we theoretically not need a daven?
Well, you can't do anything when they're in the yichurum. You should daven in the yichurum. When they're in the yichurum, that's when you should daven.
I thought,
you're taking a good horror.
No, but isn't that the whole point?
No, you should. Thing? No, but you can't besamach them when they're in the chal. They're alone. So Davka, you're making a good horror. That's why I think it's only the best time to daven is when they're either taking pictures or they're in the yichurum.
What if
not in the middle of the dancing?
What if you didn't daven during?
Oh, you'll do it later. You're making a good point.
Even if you miss Zman Mincha?
No, you can't. You got to daven. You got to daven on time for sure. Daven a minute,
But what about Isaac Mitzvah Pater Min
Mincha? I understand, but okay, there are other people being Isaac. But we have to plan it out. It's a good horror. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Okay, let's go, guys. Look inside. Says the Gemara, go ahead. My time is from the boy lemichti. What's boy lemichti mean? What does that mean? Boy lemichti? They want to be happy. The words is they want to be happy. They have to make them happy. Michti is from the chavtality is make them happy. So the reason why you're part is you're osik be mitzvah, and therefore you're osik be mitzvah, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be the din. Allah lemais. Very, very interesting. That's considered to be the din. And we assume that's the halacha. Now, lemaisa, it's interesting. You want to be mesameach chasam nekala. It's interesting. Halacha lemaisa is that you know the there is a major machlokes in rishonim. What's the reason of the ra'ah writes teishu ken nediru? What does that mean? Teishu ken nediru? What does it mean? Teishu ken nediru? It means beferish the salacha that a person has to be involved either osik mitzvah or it's mistari wrote on the board for the what for the shushbin. So lemaisa, it says you have to be happy. So the gemara asks the kasha, what's the big deal? Why should that be putter in the sukkah? So let's be masber before we get to the kasha, see what it means. Because the fact of the matter is that what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to leave your sukkah. Is that correct, Svi?
Yeah.
What's wrong with leaving your sukkah? It's a derech of the adam. Let's say be basically the tzameh chasim the kala. So it comes out of a situation that what? Why are you going to be putter from the sukkah? It's like you're on the derech. Let's get that down. It's like you're on the derech. It's like hochid drachim. So the ra'ah adds on and he says, what? It's like you're hochid drachim. It's like you're on the way. So it's osik b'mitzvah putter b'mitzvah. So we're under the line of osik b'mitzvah putter b'mitzvah. Is I want you to say like hochid drachim because they're on the way, and therefore halacha l'maisa it's going to be putter. And that's the svara l'maisa that we're pointing out. Is that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be like Holchid Rachim. I want you to add that line of the Ra'ah on, that it's like you're walking on the way. Because they have to leave the Sukkah. The Mela, they're like, well, you know, they're walking after the Chasam Akal, to Mesamech them, therefore they're Potter. Okay. Zuck, go ahead, Svi. What's the Gemara ask? Frek the Gemara. Let them eat in the Sukkah. Let them be happy in the Sukkah. Great Kasha. You could do both. Go ahead. What's the Gemara's answer? What's the Gemara's answer here? Right. Now, I was just bothered by, why don't you say, no, submits chavilas chavilas? How could the Gemara ask the kasha of alechlu besukkah, alechlu besukkah? Eat in the sukkah and be happy in the sukkah. So you're not really doing it at the exact same time, no, I guess you are. You're eating in the sukkah, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah, and you're also being happy in the sukkah. It's not exactly the same time, it's in like in the same environment. So that's why it's not a problem, ain't no submits chavilas chavilas. It's not exactly the same time, it's in the same environment. So why can't you do both? So the Gemara answers, no, ain't simcha l'b'chuppah, meaning that what? What does the word chuppah mean? What does the word chuppah mean? So normally chuppah means what? You know, the canopy. Here it does not mean that. Because what did we say already? We already said that the wedding was not when? Was not on Sukkot, it was on Erev Yontif. So what are we talking about chuppah for? So I want you to get this down. Let's get it down, Yudah. There was a designated house that the chassan and kala would what? Would relax in and would spend their time in like a chassan and kala apartment, and that was deemed chuppah throughout all of what the week of Sheva Brachas. That was called the chuppah. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. And therefore that simcha can only be in the chuppah. It cannot be transferred over to the sukkah, to the environment of the sukkah. Okay? That's the din. The word chuppah here means, very, very clearly, it means that apartment that they what hung out in. Svi, let's see the Tosis. Ain't simcha ella what? Let's get it. Come on, ain't simcha.
Ain't simcha ella chuppah. Mashmikan the im yotzei chasam kolaso afilu kolaso yino the whole time lechol b'vayis acher the im ibarka shasimcha b'ona.
Below what? Now what is simcha b'omona? Are you familiar with the benching at a Sheva Brachas? It says in the Zimun simcha b'mona, the simcha in the house. And what does Birkas Chasana mean? Sheva Brachas. So Tosis says, if they are not in their house, if they leave their Mechupaso, then you don't say Simcha Bono and Birkas Chasana. And he brings a Raya. Go ahead, O Birkas, what would Perakama? Perakama
de Tsubas. I'm reading on Nani Mivorachinan, Birkas Chasanim, Base Chasanim, Mash Madaf Mivakam Chokha, Tahu Base Chasanim.
So what does Tosfos bring a raya? It says you only say Birkas Chasanim, the Beis Chasanim. What is the Beis Chasanim mean? Dafkin, in the house, in the chuppah, which is the Beis Chasanim. So Tosfos begins the Tosfos by saying, Dani, that you can only say Sheva Brachas, and Simcha B'mono and Sheva Brachas only in the house of the Chasanim. Because it says, ain't Simcha B'chuppah. You can't say in a place with no Simcha. So Tosfos rejects it. Go ahead, so you, Miu.
Miu, ain't raya.
Ain't raya Misham, there's no raya from there. Go ahead, the Dilma.
Dilma Lafuke, the Rebbe Yehuda.
Kaasi Damar.
Kaasi Damar. Af Beis Ha'isurin, Ha'irusin, Mevarachinan.
Mevarachinan also, period. So what does Reb Yudah say, the Tana? There used to be 12 months between what? Erusin and Nisuin. What does Erusin accomplish? Erusin is synonymous with Kedushin. What does it accomplish? Asar Alaka Kuli Alma? Tekakdish. No, it's not engagement. Don't say engagement. That engagement is Shiduchim. Kedushin is she's Asar on everyone, Kuli Alma Kakdish. But a chas is not mutter the kal till you have nesuin. What is nesuin? Five different shitas. Either it means they stand under the chuppah together. Either it means yichul like the Rambam. Either it means bedekin like the Yushalmi. Either it means he brings her into his rishus like the Ran. And what's the last shita?
Yeah.
The bedekin. Do we say bedekin already?
Yeah.
No, the fifth shita is they eat together at the wedding. Not just standing on the chuppah, they eat together with the Sheva Brachas. So the five shitas the Torah quotes what nesuin is. But there was 12 months difference. Don't ever say engagement obligation. That's mamish wrong.
Not nowadays.
I know, but don't say it as engagement because people think it's not. Engagement doesn't have any chalois except two. You're not allowed to sleep under the same roof when you have engagement. And if they break off the engagement, there was a cherem that the Rishonim used to put on the side that did it. If it was done on purpose. Not done nice. That's why if there's a break off engagement, there's always a ksav mechila. You should write a ksav mechila to formally apologize. So what's his raya? How does he slug up the raya? He's saying when it says beis chasanim, it means that sheva brachas must be said where? Only at the time of nesuin, not at the time of erusin, like who shita? Reb Yuda. But if they're getting married with nesuin, can you say the brachas outside the beis chasanim? Certainly you can. No problem. Certainly you can. So that's how Tosis rejects the Raya. How did the Rush reject the Raya? Let's get it down. How did the Rush reject the Raya in Simen Ches? The long Rush I gave you, which was not hard. What did the Rush say? The Rush said that what? When do we say Ein Simcha B'chup, Ela B'chupa? When what? When you are going to what? You're going to eat in the Sukkah, and then what? And then go back into the Chuppah. You eat in the Sukkah, and then go back in the Chuppah. Then it's not appropriate when you're eating in the house. You're not, and you're going to say the simcha. You're not going to say simcha b'ba'ono in that situation when what? When you're going back and forth, ain't that your das is not laniach the chuppah. So when we say ain't simcha el b'chuppah, when you're going back and forth in the sukkah and the chuppah, where's the real simcha? The real simcha is in the chuppah, not in the sukkah. But if you're packing up from that house and you're going to a different house, and your whole entourage goes with you, for sure what? For sure you'd be able to say it. It's only when you have like going back and forth, not saying it in the chuppah is wrong, says the Rosh. That's all it meant, ain't simcha el b'chuppah. But Yehuda, do you have to dafka be in the house? You don't have to dafka be in that house. You could go to another house, as long as everyone packs up and goes to another house. No problem in saying a new bracha, in saying birkas chasanim there at all. And that's taka the way we paskin. We paskin as long as what? As long as you are, you can go, no problem at all. What does the Ran say? What does the Ran say? I gave you the Ran. What does it mean? Iker simcha is where? Underline the word. Iker. Iker simcha is where? Is in the chuppah. But there's no reason to say the simcha can't be the bayis acher. And of course you could say sheva brachas. And we all like the Ron Ladina. You could say sheva brachas anywhere. Restaurant. Someone's house. We paskin like the Ron. Ein simcha b'chuppah means the iker. So I want you to get this down in your notes well. There are three ways we rejected Tosis Raya. What was Tosas Raya? That it said Mavarchin Birchas Chasanim and Beis Chasanim Mashmer Dafke Beis Chasanim. Nowhere else. That place was designated the Chasan and Kala house. That's where you have to say the Shevar Brachas. I can reject that in one of three ways. Tosas rejects it by saying what? We're just trying to exclude Reb Yehuda, who allowed Shevar Brachas of Nesuin to be said in Erusin. No, we don't allow that B'shas Erusin. But it doesn't have to Dafke be Beis Chasanim. It could be in another place when you get married and do Nesuin. We were just excluding Reb Yehuda. That's Tosis. What's the Rosh Hashanah? What does Ein Simcha L'B'chuppah mean? When you're going back and forth from the Sukkah to the Makom Simcha, to the Sukkah to the Makom Chuppah, Sukkah, Makom Chuppah, it's not appropriate to say the Shevarach is outside the Makom Chuppah. Because you're still attached to the Makom Chuppah. It's not right to say the Shevarach is in the Sukkah. Like the Gemara asked the Kasha, and it says, let him eat in the Sukkah and have the happiness in the Sukkah. What's the third way to reject it? The Ran. Ain't Iker Simcha L'B'chuppah. Ain't Iker Simcha L'B'chuppah. But a Simcha, of course, you can have outside what? Outside the Chuppah. That's the Din Halach L'Maisa, okay? So we see that? B'Feirish, okay? We see that B'Feirish. The three ways in which we want to reject it, Halach L'Maisa. The truth is, it's interesting, Halach L'Maisa, it's very interesting that we Paskin, and we paskin like the halacha lemaisa, and we're going to see when we get to the Gemara with the Yerushalmi with Reb Zeira. Let's go right to the Gemara. So those are three ways in which we wait. Let's finish up the Taisus. What is chuppah? Go ahead. What does he mean when he says that? If it's the makom that they say the birkas asuin first, meaning the wedding, when's the first time we say birkas asuin? At the wedding, right under the chuppah. If you're going to say that's Karla Chuppah, go ahead.
Karla Chuppah
Pa'amim. No, Karla Chuppah. Pa'amim. Sometimes. Ella. So what does he say? No, a lot of times we have the wedding in the street because no one can fit. So you can't tell me that what? You can't tell me that it means the place where what? Where originally they said the wedding. Can't mean that. Okay? Because obviously what? They're not going to... That's not what it's talking about. It doesn't mean the street. We're not talking about the street. Ella what? It's a municipality. You need Rosh Hashanah. It would be inappropriate to make such a... You can make a shevrach in the middle of the street and answer them avenue. Go ahead. Ella, what does it mean? Ella makom.
Ella makom. Iker, yeshivas, chasamakala, kar lechava.
Oh, the Iker Yeshiva's Chasam Mekal is called Chuppa, meaning the apartment, the place where they live. Go ahead. It's not just a temporary place. The Sham. And there we say Shevar Brachas, all Brachas. So they all came to that designated place. They didn't do it in different homes. They didn't do it in restaurants. They did it at that place, and that's where they said the Shevar Brachas. But in a Chanam, if you do it in other places, it's fine. Because we hold like the Ron. Ain't Iker Simcha, El B'chopa. But you can have the Simcha in other places, not a problem. Okay, back to the Gemara, guys. Let's see. So the Gemara says you should eat in the Sukkah and what? The Gemara asks, eat in the Sukkah and then be happy in the Chuppah? Oh, that's a good split. What's the Gemara answer? It's impossible to split the two. You can only have the Simcha and Makom Suda, so you cannot say eat in the Sukkah and be happy in the Chuppah. And you know, misamech them and do rikudim in there and things like that. That's and sing in there. It's impossible. So now the Gemara has a third kasha. Go ahead.
We all have to do a chuppah in the sukkah.
Oh, what's the third? Put the chuppah in the sukkah. That's a great kasha, right? So what's the answer?
Abai Ar Mishum Yichud.
What's the answer? Abai Mishum Yichud.
Because Yichud issues, they have to be alone.
Meaning that if the husband has to go out and go to the restroom, another man might come in and be alone with the woman. Yes. Why is that a kasha? We learn in Kedushin Dape, Bai Lebe'er is Mutter. Yehuda asked it in Seder. Please get the Kasha down. If your husband's in the city, the woman can be alone with another man. That's one Kasha, but that's what Abaye says. Okay, Rav Amar, let's get it. Let's finish up the Gemara. But Rav Amar, what's Sar Chasin mean? What does Sar Chasin mean? He's going to be upset because he won't be able to touch his wife because a sukkah kosher is only 2 and a tefach. It's exposed and open. Yehuda asked me, what happens if you build a sukkah 4 walls? That doesn't change the din. The basic requirement is 2 and a tefach, so it can be exposed. So he'll feel uncomfortable, be upset. So that's the reason why he cannot make the chuppah in the sukkah. Everyone got that? See how the Gemara covered all 3 situations? What were the 3 kashas? Why don't you eat in the sukkah and make a chasen in the sukkah? What's the answer? Ein simcha elo what? Ain't simcha what? Ain't simcha b'chuppa. Then what did the Gemara ask? Eat in what? Eat in the sukkah and what? And be happy in the sukkah. What did the Gemara say? What did the Gemara say? Split it. Ain't simcha makom suda. And then the Gemara says, we'll make the chuppah in the sukkah. Make the whole chuppah in the sukkah. Gemara says you can't. 2 reasons. Abai says because of tsar. Abai says Yichud Ravid says tsar. We ask the kasha. We have 3 ways to reject Tosis Riot. 3 ways to reject Tosis Riot. Tosis himself rejected the. We had the Rosh and the Ron. How Tosis rejected that on the bottom, what the concept of Chuppah was. Okay, we had 3 ways we had to reject it. But say it over later to you, okay? Believe that afterwards. We had 3 ways to reject the Tosis on the bottom. Okay, now get this, please. The Gemara says, what's the Nafkamina? Go ahead. Svi,
Mai
Benayu.
Mai Benayu. Ike Benayu, Shaychi, Inche, Nafik, Benayu.
People are coming in and idly hustle. Go ahead. Leika, there's always people there. Go ahead, Aval. No, Aval. There's a problem. I don't care if people are coming in and out. He's still going to be upset. Yes? So it's a nafkamina. Okay, finish up the Gemara. Actually, before you finish up the Gemara, let's focus on that kasha. Okay, I want you guys to get this down. I don't understand this. Make everything in the sukkah, the chuppah. Abai says because of what? Yichud. We have an accepted principle in Kedushin Daf Pei called Bai Lebe'er. Bai Lebe'er is mukher. If the husband's in the city, his wife can be alone with another man. I don't understand this. He's got to go to the restroom, the chasen. So what? He's in the city. Another man comes in the sukkah. It's a pella. Let's get this kasha down. By Lebe'er. So, you know who asked this kasha? There was a great gon named the Chabina Rav. Dr. Jazzy was familiar with the Chabina Rav. He wrote the Sefer Dovah Misharim. He was a goin olam, and he called it Torah Kulu. He asked this kasha. So I want you to get the shtukl Torah that he says. It's a bomb kasha. I was very bothered by this kasha. I was very happy with Mechavan. You know what he says? He says an amazing thing. He says there's a fundamental machlokes here going on between Abaye v'Rava. He says, you're right, Baal Beer is normally Mutter Akiva. But you know what? What happens if the husband gives gives explicit permission? He gives specific, he's Mazmin the Shushbinin. He says to his friends, no problem, you guys can come in the Sukkah. He says to Reuven or Shimon, you could come in when he goes to the restroom. What is the din when you're Mazmin a Chavar? Is Baal Beer still Mutter or not? That's what the Shabrina Rav wants to say. What Baal Beer is mutter. What's the din kashir mazmin chavero? He invites him over, and even when he goes out, is that considered mutter or aser? So says the Shabrina Rav in the Sefer Dovim Misharim. He says an amazing chiddush. He says that's the machlekes Abaye v'Rav. Is that like Rishus Abal? If in the Shachid, the Chushbina with the Kala, when the Chushbina goes out, is that like Rishus Abal? Abaye says it's Usser. Abaye says it's Usser, and Rava says it's Mutter. Amazing. Abaye says Usser, Rava says Mutter. You got this, Donnie? Abaye says Usser, Rava says Mutter. Okay? And the problem is the Chachmas Adam Paskins, that Baal Beer is Usser if you gave Rishus. If you gave Rishus to the guy that he can come in, the Chochmas Adam Paskins, it's Usser. Says the Chabina Rav, when we have a Machlokes Abaye v'Rav and Shas, what does it say in Bav Metziah Chav Beis and Mebeis? Who do we Paskin like? Rav, except for the cases of Yal Kagan. Yud is Yehu Shalomidas, Ein is Eid Zom L'Mafreya, Kuf is Kedishas Lom Limsur L'Biya, the Gimel is Gili Daita Begitin, the Mem is Mumar. I didn't find this on the list. Baal Beer. He says, I don't think the Chachmas Adam's right. Chachmas Adam Paskins, it's Usser. Says the Chabina Rav, it's Mutter. Because we Paskin like Rava, based on our Gemara. You got me, Adam? So it's a Machloikas Chachmas Adam Chabina Rav. Is there a Heter of Baal Beer when the husband himself was Masmin the guy? Baal Beer is Mutter when you don't, the husband didn't know a guy's coming in. But when the husband's Masmin the guy, is it remain Mutter or Usser? Abaye says it remains Usser, becomes Usser. Rava says it remains Mutter. We pass like Rava. How can the Chachmas Adam say it's Usser? It's against the Gemara. That's the shtickle tire of the Chabina Rav. It's a beautiful shtickle. So I wanted to just add on to it. Please get it. What is the reason why Baal Beer is Mutter? What is the reason? What's the svar? So the Rashi has.
She's afraid that her husband will come.
Rashi says in Kiddushin Shema Yavol. The Rambam though has a different reason, more of a conceptual reason. He says a masu aleh. She's intimidated. That's different. It's not just practical concerns. We're now learning Hilchos Yuchon now to go into it to come up with a bunch of nafkaminis. But suffice it to say, the Rambam's reason is different, and I'll come up with a nafkamina right now. I'll tell you guys, based on our sugya. A muscle. She's very, very intimidated. The husband, even when the husband might not even come in, she's scared. So it could be, maybe, if you hold like the what? Like the Chachmas Adam who said it was Usser. Why was it Usser? Because why? If he invited the guy over, then what? If he invited the guy over, then maybe she's what? She has no fear. She has no fear anymore. That intimidating factor goes right out the window. So the Chachmas Adam is working with what? The Rambam's approach. Excellent. Matthew. Chachmas Adam is working with the Rambam's approach. And therefore, what? He came up with the fact that it was what? That it was Usser. But if you hold like Rashi, and this is what I want to say, if you hold like Rashi, then Shema Yavo, then you're going to say what? Like the Dovid Misharim, who's who? Who is the Chabina Rav? And he says Mutter. Because even if what? Even if the husband invited the guy in, you're always going to be concerned he's going to come in. You're always going to be concerned he's going to come in. So I want to add on to the shtickle tire here. Okay? Yes, Jacob. Rambam holds a masol, fear, a masol alav. They're both intimidated by the husband being around in the city. So I want to say this is the machloek that answers your kasha, Yehuda. Remember, you asked me a great kasha. This is the answer that we're given. Okay? Comes out to be a beautiful shtickle tire. Okay? comes out to be a tremendous, tremendous chiddush halacha lamaisa. Okay, we got a klor? Okay, that's the machlokes we have between Abaye and what? Abaye and Rav, it's based on Hilchos Yichud. You got it, Yehuda? This is the chiddush of the David Minshorim. Okay, now, what's the Hesber in Rav now? Rav said Sar Chasson. What does Sar Chasson mean? Bless you, Matthew. So Rashi writes as follows. That a sukkah is three walls, he'll be afraid to touch his wife. That's Rashi's approach. What does the Ra'ah say? The Ra'ah says it's a sar for a chassan to what? To go up to the roof to the sukkah and go down, back and forth, back and forth. He wants to stay with his wife. He's supposed to always be around his wife. He's got to go up and down. That's sar the chassan. Different pshat. First pshat of Rashi's pshat was he didn't feel comfortable touching her. The Ra'ah's pshat is different. The Ra'ah's pshat is it's going to go back and forth. And what's the third pshat? The Meiri, the Zeru, and the Remini Ruchim say, the tzar is that what? He won't be with his friends. Not B'nai Chuppah, not able to get in the sukkah because it's too small, so everyone can't fit in, so you feel terrible. You want all your friends to be there. So you're going to feel bad about it. So therefore it's a problem, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Get those down. Three pshatim of tzar chasim. Rashi says he won't be able to touch her. The Ra'ah says he's got to go back and forth downstairs. What is the third pshat?
The friends
won't be able to fit in there. Excellent, Matthew. Miri or Zeru, Rabbi Ruchim. I'll tell you a nafkamina. Once you get this nafkamina. Yeah, the first one is the chassan is won't be able to touch her. He feels bad. Number two is the Ra'ah says he's got to go up and back to the roof, back and forth, back and forth. So it's difficult. It's a terrible, especially apartment building. And the third shot is the Miri or Zeru, Rabbi Ruchim, who say it's sorry, everyone can't fit in. So I'll tell you a nafkamina. Now listen to this. Let's get simpler with that. Four-walled sukkah, like he asked me in Seder Yehuda. According to Rashi, what would you say? You'd be chayiv. No one can see. Maybe you can even lock the sukkah, right? But according to other pshatim, it'd be putter. Or like Avram said, a very wide sukkah, where everyone can fit in. According to me, you're chayiv. According to other pshatim, you're putter. And let's say if the sukkah's on the side of the house. It's not hard to get outside. You don't have to walk up and down. So according to the Ra'ah, you be chayv. According to other pshat and putter, we just gave three nafkaminas. You follow me, Yehuda? I'm not sure if that nafkamina though is the one about the four walls, because I think what I would say to you in Seder, that since halachically can make two in a tefach, halachically, you know what? But maybe you could give it as a nafkamina. I was thinking halachically, since two in a tefach is enough, that's the basic halacha, so always it's going to be open. You know what I mean? Even though practically I make four. But the truth is you could dig it up as a nafkamina, like you asked. So I gave you three nafkaminas. What are they? Four-walled sukkah, wide sukkah, and a sukkah on the side, not on the roof. Yes, Adam?
Going back to the Tribuna Rub.
Yes.
So he explains how it's not an issue if the husband invited a guy. So that means yichud isn't an issue, which doesn't answer the question of Baal of Yir, does it?
No. You start like this. There's an Isser Yichud. Right. By Labir Matras it, Yichud. By Labir Matras Yichud. Right. But Hasbana will take away the Heter Baal Labir and you go back to the Isser. That's what the Chachmas Adam is saying.
Right.
The Jabina Rav said, Rava said that was still Mutter. Abaye said that was Asser. So he said, you Chachmas Adam are passing like Abaye. We don't hold like Abaye. We hold like Rava.
Right, so if you hold like Rava, doesn't that mean that it's not an issue of Yichud?
Right.
Which means, so then how could the Gemara be citing that as one of the issues, that it's going to be an issue with Yichud?
Abaye
says.
In other words, Adam is asking, the Gemara said, what's an afkimim between the two? The Gemara said in the case where there's no Yichud, right? So what are you asking?
So according to Rava and in the sheet of the Tribuna Rav, then it's Yichud isn't an issue, so then how is the Gemara citing?
Well, exactly like Matthew said, Abaye was the one who said Yichud. Rava said it was Tsar of Chasan Nikala. You understand what I'm saying? That's kufa why Rava had to come up with a new reason. You're asking a good kasha. Matthew's saying a good answer. That's exactly the reason why Rava had to come up with a new pshat, right? See, in Hilchos Yichud is an usher. Abaye says it is usher. Rava says it's not. So why does Rava not allow this to make the chup in the sukkah? He comes with a new theory of Tsar of Chasan, which we have three pshatim on that and three nafkaminas. The abkus of the Torah, guys. You follow me? The amkus of the Torah, each reason of Abaye and Rava. You follow me? Abaye we had the mahalach, and Rava we had a mahalach. Okay? You got this? You got this klor. Now the truth of the matter is, I want to just point out, one second, Matthew. You know when the Gemara asked the cop should make the chuppah in the sukkah? What did it mean make a chuppah in the sukkah? I guess they used to spread a canopy. I'm not talking about the wedding. They used to spread a canopy wherever they sat, you know, in their residence throughout the week. So what about spreading the canopy? I thought you're not allowed to sit under a canopy. That's not sitting in sukkah. So what's the answer to that? No, the Ritva says that it was not a big fancy thing. The one postal yeshiva sukkah wasn't a fancy chuppah that they're sitting under an ohel. That's what the Ritva says, Dermaskul Avde. Thought that was fascinating. When the Gemara asked the Kasha, the lav the chuppah besukkah didn't mean a fancy like ohel, you know what I mean? It meant like a hat or something, or a sheet, you know, a cover. Or, you know, a scarf, a big fancy scarf. Or, you know, like German Jews, they do under the chuppah, they put the talus over the chasen and kala. Something like that, but it wouldn't be, if you sit in your sukkah with a talus over you, you're yotzei, sukkah. You know what I mean? People a lot of times have their talus. They say, Kiddush. Well, you're wearing a talus. It's like sitting under a hall. It's not an ohel. That's exactly what the Ritva says pshat here. Okay. Very good. So this is the shtick we want to say with Abai what? With Abai and Rava. But the Gemara ends up saying, Tzvi, let's see. Let's go, guys. We got a lot to do. Yeah, Matthew, real quick.
If you like built a sukkah or were somewhere in a situation where like 100% fact of the matter, no one can see inside your sukkah, no one would go near your sukkah, would you be allowed to
we said yesterday would not be sneezed, but it's a makanon shishlumen adin. It's not in public, it's not a nice thing, you know. I mean, even though mikra adin has to be royal atashmen amita, but we said, Gemara says, Sanhedrin, they stoned the guy, they hit that stoned them, they flogged the guy that lived with his wife under the tree. It wouldn't be. Okay, Allah Kalamaisa. Okay, let's finish the Gemara, so go ahead. We got the whole shtickle Torah with Abai. We had a whole shtickle Torah with Abai separately. Rav, you got it? Okay, go ahead.
Right.
So what does Gemara conclude? I'm Reb Zeira. Oh, what does Reb Zeira say? He was so happy. He said, I ate in the sukkah and I was happy in the chuppah. Go ahead, the kol shekain.
The
chadi liboy.
The
car, he says, I was ecstatic. My heart was happy. His heart was happy because he did both mitzvahs. Now, when you see this statement of Reb Zeira, there's a few things you need to say. Number one, he must argue on the shita that said, Ein simcha ela b'wat b'bakam suda. Get that down. Because he spliced it. No, he spliced it. He ate in the sukkah and was happy in the chuppah. What do you do with the terrorists before? He must argue on that. That's number one when you read the Gemara. You guys got to get this. Why don't you develop his lamdonim? He must argue on that statement. It was an amayra. He's arguing that Akiva ain't simcha el makom sud. He's arguing that. No, he says you can split it. That's number one. Number two, let's think to ourselves. We began shir today with Rav Abba Bar Zavda Marav Svi, read very nicely, reading very nicely. Chasen the Shushpina or Pata from the Sukkah. What is Reb Zeira doing? He was the chasen. He was the chasen. No? So please get this down. I want you to notice this. The Rosh and Simon Ches, everyone saw it. Yes. When you see Reb Zeira, there are two things that must come to mind. Number one, he's arguing on that phrase, in Simcha L'Bakum Suda, because he bifurcated it. He split. He ate in the sukkah and he was happy in the chuppah. The Gemara had said that earlier and the Gemara said he can't. So it must be, number one, he's arguing that. That's number one. Number one, Chiddush. Number two is, how does he square with Rav Abba Bar Zavda, who said earlier that a chassan was putter from the sukkah? So the rush I gave, and everyone worked through it in Simon Ches, I'm proud of y'all. The rush in Simon Ches says Beferish. He doesn't hold like him. He was cholik. Let's get it down. The rush says, Das Rush is Reb Zeira is cholik and Reb Abba Bar Zavda, and says, I'm sorry. A chassan is not putter from a sukkah. He can fulfill both. He can fulfill both, no problem. And he actually paskins like who? The Rosh paskins like Reb Zeira, that a chassan must eat in the sukkah. And that's the way we paskin, guys, in the Shulchan Aruch with Pashin. If you guys get married right before sukkahs, don't give me an excuse that you can't eat Chol HaMoed, you eat in the sukkah. No doubt. We hold like Reb Zeira. This is the Rosh Hashita, that Reb Zeira argued on Rav Abba Bar Zavda, no doubt. And he quoted a riot from the Yushalmi that Jacob, I got the Yushalmi, we did the Yushalmi inside. What does the Yushalmi say? That there were Amoroyim, and he told the Shushbinin to sit in what? Sit in Sukkah. Now that's the Shushbinin. He told the Shushbinin, the Rush, when he quotes the Yushalmi, well, let me ask you, if the Chosin's Chayiv in the Sukkah, then how much more so who? the Shushbinin are going to be. So that's why I quoted the Yushami. So that's one way, that's the way the Rosh is taken, that's the way Paskin Shulchan Aruch. Amazing. Every Rosh, amazing. All the Rishonim, the Rechagdol Achrim, the Zchus of learning the Torah. Okay? You got it? This is not super weak because of the Super Bowl, guys. It's super weak because of the Torah. That learning the ability to be in yeshiva and seder and shir and learn up a sugya like this. That's why it's super. Okay? You ready, Donnie? Okay? The Rush quotes this Yushalmi. He says, unbelievable. Yesh poski kibzer, maybe Rayam Yushalmi. Says Beferish and Yushalmi. Oh, what does the Rif say? How does the Rif paskin? Please get us down. How does the Rush say the Rif paskins? Like Rababa Brazavda, that a chasin is putter from the sukkah. And he says, you know what? I'm sorry. I beg to differ with the Rif. I hold like the Yushalmi, like the Baal Iter, that an Ovel is Chayv in Sukkah. Chosin is, thank you. Chosin is Chayv in Sukkah. Thank you, Matthew. But there's another approach to Rib Zera. What's that other approach? And I think that's what the Rif would probably say as well. And that's why I gave you the Miri. Rib Zera, of course, Olam Ramer Tzadikim, he held Mikra Adin like Rabab Barzavta. That a chassan is put them in the sukkah. But he was machmer midas chassidus. He went above the letter of the law. And he was set in the sukkah. He was machmer on himself. And that's the way the Rif and the Rambam, I'll give you the Rambam, Perek Vava Lacha Gimel, usually Rambam follows the Rif, always, usually, 90% of the time, he writes black on white, a chassan is put them from the sukkah. Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like that, though. Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rosh. That a chassan is chayav in sukkah. Okay, that's and it's echoing the sheet of the Rush.
Who says but that the Meiri then?
This is what the Meiri says, and that's what the Ram and the Rif will read the Gemara. We want to say Matthew that Reb Zera wasn't arguing Rabba Bar Zavta. Mikra Dinir Potter, he was just a Midas Chassid. He was Machmer on himself. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Yehuda?
I can't remember who it was, but there was one sheet that we learned that said Osik Mitzvah.
Ritva said Osik Mitzvah.
So, what would the Ritva say to the?
You tell me. That was only when it was EFshar. That was only when it was Usher, when it was EFshar, when he had to stop A and go to B. He didn't have to, he was able to do both. When he was able to do both, no problem. Okay? It's a good kasha, but no problem. He's able to do both, not a problem at all. Okay. We got this Chiddush? Okay. This brings us to the following. Okay? This brings us to the following. And I was bothered by this again, Baruch Hashem. You got to be happy with Chavin the Gedali Shungal Achroinim. We said in the beginning of Shir that you got Mir Erev Yontif. Now, higher mathematics, I can't even figure this out, right? I wasn't so bad in math. I always say that. I always say it like that. You shouldn't think I was so bad in math. I took two calculuses and linear algebra, okay? But, okay, I'm not so great in math,
not
so it does
bad.
It does apply. It does apply.
Not
so,
bad.
What'd you say?
Not too bad.
Yeah, okay, all right. But Lemaise, I'm not such a math guy, but whatever.
Maybe he's a lot.
Whatever the case is, listen to this. You get married, Erev Yontif. Sukkos. You got Sheva Brachos. You got married in the afternoon, Erev Yontif. Okay, let's say. Could have even been a night before. Night of Erev Yontif. Do the math. Why does it say you're putter from Sukkah? The last day of Sukkos, you should be Chayiv. It only covers what? 7 days. Erev plus another six. The seventh day of Sukkos, you should be Chayiv. No? Alright, let's go. Let's one at a time. Down. I want everyone to understand the kasha. The Aruch Lanier asks this bomb kasha. What do you mean a putter from all sukkahs? It says kol shiva. What do you mean kol shiva?
Maybe kol shiva brachos, not.
Okay, let's see. But that's the kasha. Who asks this kasha? The Aruch Lanier asks this kasha. It's a bomb kasha.
Kol shiva means all 7 days of
sheva brachos. No, push up shada means sukkahs.
No.
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 You think so?
If they were making a distinction between Lila and Rishona, then Lila
and Rishona would refer to. All right, let's see. Push up shot in the Gemara, Kol Shiva means what? I think Kol Shiva means Sukkos, no? Maybe you're right.
I think it's Sukkos.
No, it could be Kol Yishim Mishta. Could be, I hear what you're saying. Let's see if that's going to be the answer. But that's what the Aruch Lanier asks, okay? All right. So Lamaisa, he says, I understand. You get married of Yontif, you finish your Shemei Brachos, the last day of Sukkos, you should be Chayav B'Yom Shvi. So he says like this. The Aruch Lanier says like this. Listen to this. He says, Halacha l'maisa, turim min hasikah kol shiva. Okay? I don't understand. So you guys are saying kol shiva men, shivisvei mishta. Okay? The Poshup Shad in the Gemara could also mean kol shiva min sukkahs.
Where is this in the Gemara?
It says that the first thing we did today, Amar Abbas or Bazat, the Chasu Shbin Chom Nipturim Minasuk Kol Shivim. So everyone wants to say it's not a Kasha, Kol Shivim is in the Mishnah. Okay. But let's say Kol Shivim meant Sukkis. Listen to this. So the Chaneri answered, I think this is what Donnie was driving at. You get married Erev Yontif, but when did you make the Suda?
Night.
You made the Suda at night on Leil Yontif. If you made the Suda at night Leil Yontif, then when did the Shivim in the Mishnah begin?
On
Sukkis itself. So that covers all of Sukkis. That's why you're put through all the 7 days of Sukkis. Okay? But I want you to get this down. Please get this. That's the answer on Chaneri. But that answer is smack against the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, you got me? Matthew, the Magen Avraham writes, Beferish, not that way. The Magen Avraham writes, it's usher to make a Sudas Nesu'in on Yontif. He says the way he answers that is mamish against the Magen Avraham. It's in Simon Tuf, Kuf, Mem, Vav, Sif, Kotten, Dalet. Magen Avraham says, you cannot make a Sudas Nesu'in on Yontif. It's usher. Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So he says, according to the Magen Avraham, you don't have a situation, the Chasmim Pater Koyime Sukkah. But Lamaisa, so you don't have that.
The Suda's not Deraisa.
What'd you say?
Suda itself isn't Deraisa.
It might be Lamaisa. It might be.
You did the
even if not, it's still ain't Marvin Simcha B'Simcha.
You do the Maisa Nisua
early. I understand, Donnie, you're right, but the Suda's Nisua is a mitzvah. And it's ain't Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's wrong. Cannot have a Suda's Nisua on Yontif. Okay? Shabbos, yes. There are people in Europe, there are many people who used to get married Friday afternoon because they didn't have enough money to make a Suda for the wedding and for Shabbos. So they used to get married Friday afternoon and then make the Suda. In fact, I know a fellow that actually got married like that Friday afternoon and they had the Suda on Shabbos. What about Ein Marvin Simcha? Who says there's a mitzvah of Simcha Shabbos? There's Oneg, but not Simcha. Yeah, but the Sifri says there is. B'yom Simchasim Zoe Shabbos. There is a Sifri that says mitzvah of Simcha Shabbos. And we also say in this mirror, Uta Samcheni.
Yismach Moshe.
Very good. Yonatan. Okay. But this is, so the Aruch Haner says, I have my answer, but I want you to get it down, Donnie. It's against who? It's against the Magen Avraham. So it's against the Magen Avraham. Now, everyone's giving their own answer. Everyone's own answer is Kol Shiva means what? You're part of them, Sukkah, Kol Shiva, you may miss. Okay, it's an answer. But the Aruch Haner continues, which is what I wanted to say in the beginning of Shira, I hinted to. The Aruch Haner says, in Tuf Reish, and this is based on that Ramah, Jacob. Tuf Reish Mem, what Sif was it? Hey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sif Hey. Right. He says, Mitzdar is Chayv and Sukkah, what? I wrote on the board. What's the Ramah Shita? Laila Rishonim, Mitzdar is Chayv. So he wants to say like this. I think like this, says Aruch Haner. If a Mitzdar is Chayv, Laila Rishonim, he says, Osik the Mitzvah also should be Chayv, Laila Rishonim. So he says, if that's the case, how can you put all 7 days? The first Laila, you're Chayv. So I thought that Kasha was very difficult. I want you to get that
like
down.
A good, like a bomb kasha.
Yeah, I don't see why he assumes that Mitzdar should have the same din as Osek Mitzvah. We just proved on the board that Shushbinin is a machlokes Rishonim why it's potter, either because of Osek or because of Mitzdar. They're two different approaches. I told you about Mesham Shem L'chol, nurses. They're two different approaches. But he postulates that if there's Mitzdar that doesn't apply in the first night, Osek Mitzvah shouldn't apply in the first night. Why? That's a pell, I thought. But that's what the Aruch Haner asks. So you know what he answers? He says in the first night you can eat a kezias, you don't have to eat the whole Suda. That's what he wants to say.
That's what the Ramah says.
But he wants to say, Lamas, you don't have to eat the whole Suda. The fact of eating a whole Suda is a problem of what? You know, that would be an Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So you could eat a kezias. He says, how can you put the awesome in? You are Chayiv, he says. Chayiv to eat a kezias, not the whole Suda. But the Netziv writes like this, and this is what I want you to get. This is the answer I want you to get. What's the Netziv say for Anshas?
The
Emet Shiltas? No, he wrote that the Shiltas is Shiltas by Rav Chai Gon, is written by one of the Gonim. Very good, Matthew. But he wrote his Sefer on Shas is called the Merume Sada, because of the Sfi Naftali Berlin. Naftali in the Chumash is Merume Sada. That's the praise in the Chumash. Right? What's his Tshuva Sefer written? Called Meshiv Dover. In fact, it's just interesting to me. The Rav in Charleston, where I was for Shabbos, told me that the Meshiv Dover, one of the first settlements in America of Jewish communities, was Charleston. And they asked the Charleston, South Carolina, they asked the Meshiv Dover, because the first Reform Shul, I believe, was in Charleston. They asked the Netziv, can you count on Machal Shabbos, Varesia, and a Minyan? Because they had the Shalit. And you look in the Meshiv Dover, the Netziv lived in the end of the 1800s. It writes Charleston on the top of the Tshuva.
You're allowed to, aren't you?
He says, no, you're not allowed to.
Ooh, you're in trouble.
No, we don't paskin like the Nitziv. Yeah, I said we don't paskin like the Rav Moshe says you're allowed to. Rav Moshe says you're allowed to. But the Rav was asking me, he says in his shul, they don't follow the Nitziv. The Nitziv paskin for his shul, they shouldn't. So I said, what are you supposed to do, you know? We hold like Rav Moshe in America. He said he was feeling bad because the Nitziv had paskin on the shul. They don't follow that side.
They changed their shita.
Yeah, well, they have to because, you know, Rav Moshe, it's not easy. You know, what is Rav Moshe's raya? I want you to know Rav Moshe's raya. Not only that it's mutter, what's his raya? It says, Ibadlu mitocha Eda. Yoshua and Kalev get away from the 10 bad guys. But it calls them what? Eda. How do you know a minion is 10? From Ein Eda El Pasara. Those guys are Rishoyim. We're not calling the Chal. Some guys are, they don't know. They're, you know, they're not, they're Machal Shabbos Baresh, not Rishoyim. But if you count them as 10, how much more so you can count Machal Shabbos Baresh? It's a beautiful riot, no? Yeah. That's how Rav Moshe writes. Rabbi Yosef agreed with the Nitziv. Rabbi Yosef that's says you cannot count on Machal Shabbos for us yet. You know, a lot of times, it's not, Dr. Lamb Shlita once pointed this out to us, you know, it's not because of the environment, but you know, to Rabbi Yosef is in Yerushalayim, one might say, to him a Machal Shabbos for Esek was, the guy must be a Meshuggah. So to him, this guy is like, how can I count this guy in a minion? But Rav Moshe, you know, lived in the Lower East Side, guys who were alcoholics used to come to Beis Medrash, and you know, how you doing, Rabbi Feinstein? They knock, they tap him on the shoulder. Rav Moshe dealt with, you know, people that, you know, Rabbi Yosef didn't deal with. So to Rabbi Yosef, Machal Shabbos, he's like, how can I count this guy's a minion? Rav Moshe knew the guy's a Yid. The guy's a Yidin. Not that that was the reason what they paskin, but a lot of times, sometimes, as a poisek, in a gadol, you have these things that you deal with the environment in which you're in.
So how do you?
So it does have.
How do you extrapolate that to like Das Torah of like some of the gadol ador living like in very secluded?
So that's why when you have shilas and ashkafin and life and eitz, it's very important after you go to a rav who understands you, understands your environment, understands where you're from, what your background is, where you live now. And that's part of the notion of Das Torah. Yeah, go ahead, Donnie.
There's no possibility to create a suitor for two mitzvahs at the same time?
You really shouldn't, Lamaisa. You really shouldn't. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, I'm using the Becher for both what? Kiddush and benching. Gemara says, Ain't no mitzvah, right?
So you can't do like
Kiddush
for one and then
yeah. The Gemara talks about using the same Becher for both things. So you really shouldn't.
But
I want you. Exactly. But what's the Nitziv's answer? One second. Let's get to the Nitziv's answer. I gave you this whole background. So what does the Nitziv say? Let's get this. He says an ingenious answer. You know what he says? He says that you do Sheva Brachos Me'ez L'Ez. Amazing. So that means they get married what? Friday, they get married Erev Yontif, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it spans all the way to what? To the middle of the last day at 2 p.m. But after 2 p.m., you're talking what?
Chayiv.
Correct. That's how he reads the Gemara. I want you to get that.
We
hear
the
sense. He says, what'd you say?
We hear the
sense. The Nitziv in the Merume Sada.
The
Aruch Haner threw his hands up in the air and said what? That my answer would be good, but it's against the Magen Avraham. Remember he said the Suda was done at night? But he says, according to the Magen Avraham, that's not right. You can't do a suda nisuin at night on Yontif. So he says that answer wasn't right. One second, Donnie. So let's get to Nitziv. The Sheva Brachos of Yemei Mishnah are Me'ez L'Ez from the Zman and the Suin. So you can be putter on the seventh day up till 2 what? Up to 2 p.m. if you do the math, right?
It still doesn't answer the question.
It does answer the question because when it said putter, what does Kol Shiva mean? Not the whole day of the seventh day, but at least some of the day.
Yes.
That's an insist. No okay, way. It's a Kiddush. It's a Kiddush. Okay. But so at least some of the seventh day is Patur. I agree with you, it's a Kiddush. But that's what he wants to tie in. I hear what you guys are saying. You guys are saying Kol Shiva means what? The Shiva Simei Mishnah. Okay. It's possible. It's possible to say that. But I don't know. Rashi said he got married Erev Regel. Right? He got rid of Mir. You guys.
Exactly. Because maybe it could be that you would have Av Mir that he's only.
Right.
Not chayv on, I guess, I don't know why you went around this avmin, I don't know, halachas. Uh-huh. Like the first day of Sheva Brachos or something, not all of Sheva Brachos.
But they're all the same halachas. So, I don't know. Why didn't anyone say your answer? Why didn't everyone say your guys' answer? You know, I mean, you guys are saying good.
Because we're probably wrong.
Kol Shiva means... I'll tell you what I was bothered by. I want you to get this down. Where did Rashi write... I want you to get this. Where did Rashi write, I was bothered by this, when they got married Erev Yontif? On which point did Rashi write this? At the very end of the sugya with Reb Zeira. Why didn't Rashi write in the beginning of the sugya? Do you know? Were you bothered by that?
Yeah.
I was bothered by it. What do you say about that?
I didn't even notice that.
So, okay, you're honest. Okay, but what's the answer? Because it's possible to say that maybe the guy did an isser. Maybe the whole sugya before, the whole sugya before we're talking about a guy who got married on Yontif, he did the wrong thing. If you get married on Yontif, is it Kona? Of course it is. No, of course it is. It's a good Kenyan. But you did what? Well, you did an isser. But Reb Zeira, you can't say that. He was a tzaddik. So that would answer the kasha of the Aruch Lanier. When it said Kol Shiva, what did it mean? 70. It meant the 7 days because he got married on Yontif.
That's a better question.
You got that answer? He got married on Yontif.
That's what I thought the whole time.
We're talking about a theoretical din. It says Chassin, the Kol Shvinov. But then when you get the practical story, Reb Zeira got. And that's why Rashi only says that on Reb Zeira. It's a Meyerdik Pshat, no?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful Pshat.
Pile Plon.
Can I say it again, please?
Yeah, in other words, maybe you could suggest, Yonatan, that the whole Gemara, Rabbah Bar Zav, the theoretical din, that the Chassin Taka got married on Yontif. He did the wrong thing. And Shushbinov, they're putter all of Sukkos. Because they got me, he got married in a putter. Also, mitzvah put him in a mitzvah. How can he get married on Yontif? You're right, he did the wrong thing. Talking about a case where he did the wrong thing. But right, it's still.
So how would the Kush
Mikhail that? No, that's why I said it's only an Isser. It's an Isser not to do a Kinyan on Yontif. But if I do a Kinyan on Shabbos, it's still Chal.
No, but like, weren't the Rabbanim like, not allowed?
No, they didn't. They don't allow it. But B'dieved, if it was done, the Kinyan's Chal.
That's a huge thing.
No, but we always assume the Kinyan's Chal on Kedushin. Now, you're asking me, why don't we say Yavid Lo Mahani? What's the phrase in Shas? What's Yavid Lo Mahani mean?
If he does, it's not going to work.
If you do it, it doesn't work. It's a Gemara Tamura Daf Dalet and Beis. Why don't we apply that principle here? So the Maariv Chayyeh says we don't apply it when it comes to Kinyanim on Shabbos because it's only Isser on Shabbos. It's mutter to make a Kinyan 6 days a week. In Isser that's Talui Bizman, we don't say Yavid Lo Mahani. The Gemara has a member of Shekhar gave this on the Kol Bechina. I was the only one who got it right. I got lucky. Because I saw the Maariv Chayyeh. The Gemara has a line above Metziah Tessim and Beis. It says, Magbiya Arniki B'Shabbos is Kona. The Gemara says, you lift up a wall on Shabbos, you're Kona. So Maariv Chayyeh says, Yavid Lo Mahani. Yonatan's kasha. So he says we don't apply Yavid Lo Mahani, an Isser that's Tali Bizman. A Kinyan's mutter 6 days a week. That's the same answer here. So the Gemara is talking about, our whole Gemara we learned today is talking about a guy did an Isser. He got married on Yontif, but it was Chal. But that's why it covers Kol Shiva. But Reb Zeira, a tzaddik, never would do that. That's why Rashi only comments on Reb Zeira. So that's a very, very beautiful answer.
I like that read better.
Okay, he doesn't say quotes Kama Gedoli Achreinim. That's it. He doesn't say which one. Go ahead. What do you say, Yotani? It's late already, guys. Go ahead. What do you say?
The Sheva Brachas have to be like directly after the Kasa. Like they have to be then. Not even push off and then.
Sheva Brachas are should be done. You mean, is it wrong doing it at night? No, it's not wrong.
What?
Is it wrong doing the wedding in the afternoon and doing the Sheva Brachas at night? It's not wrong.
No, we asked you.
What do you ask?
Why can't you just start the Sheva Brachas the day after? Or like
the first Shavuot.
You can. That's the case we're giving. They got married in the afternoon.
7 days in a row. Like, why can't you?
No, it has to be the next day at least. You don't wait a day. Next day. There's no chiv to do Sheva Brachas, throughout the week. Let's say a chassan and kallah wants a day off. They can have a day off.
Why can't you do it on the first night of
Sukkot? What'd you say?
Why can't they do that on the first?
No, but the chassan needs a suddus nesuin. The chassan needs a suddus.
So then you could do this. You could do it that day. You have the.
No. But, yes.
You have the suit on Erev Chag.
No, but the window. It's a good kasha you bring up, but there's a window. That window begins from the wedding for 7 days. Anytime you make a suit of 10, then you make Sheva Brachas. That window creates a scenario that I can do the mitzvah. That's the problem.
No,
that's what I'm saying. It doesn't mean practically you did a suit. It means the fact I can do a suit any during that window, how can that screw with the mitzvah of Sukkah? So the Gemara says you're putter. Reb Zeira says not, according to the Rosh. We pass like Reb Zeira.
But technically you could do lunch there for 3 days, then you could be
five and circa
4 days.
No, I'm saying you cannot according to Shita, because this window of time tells me that I can make a Sheva Brachas anytime, and I have a mitzvah mesamech chasna kala from a chasson anyway. Doesn't have to be just be a suda. I have a mitzvah to be around her. So memele patters me with a sukkah. Okay? So that window of time patters you.
Yeah, I'm saying unless you finish all 7 meals.
No, that's what I'm telling you. It's not, you can have 1,000 meals in that week, or you could have 2. You know what I'm saying? It's the window. So that's what the machloek between Rabbi Abba Bazav them says. You're asking good, but that's the answer. Yes, Ava.
If, why would Rabbi Abba Bazav the kosher halacha in the case where the person is
Because the bottom line is his point and his sheer klali of that day was His shir yomi that day was to answer one question. And that was a chassan putter from sukkah or not? Not whether what he did right in his marriage or not. There's a theoretical din. And that was the point of his shir. Okay? All right, very good. We got 2 minutes now. Okay, let's get to the following. Okay? Let's get to the following. I want to get to it. Okay? And then we'll continue tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem. Okay? It's very interesting. Al-Pidin. Okay? It's very interesting, Al-Pidin, when you have this chiddush of Osik b'mitzvah putim in a mitzvah, this is the segue, Lamaisa, to the following concept, which I want you to think about, okay? When you have this din of Mesameh Chasun Akala, we've been saying all along, Pashup Shad, it's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. There is a shita, which I want you to get, that says all of Shiva Shemeh Mishnah is D'Araisa. The Rosh quotes in the Mesechus Ksubis that all Shiva Shemeh Mishnah is D'Araisa, which is a collector's item. It's a tremendous chiddush. The Rosh quotes, I think it's the Bahag. I'll look it up for tomorrow. That says all Shiva Shemeh Mishnah is in fact the Din D'Araisa. Not just what? Not just Yom Rishon. We said, the Rambam says it's all Din D'Rabbanan, but it's a Mitzki Yumas after. Come on. There's a sheet that says all Shiva Shemeh Mishnah is considered to be D'Araisa, which is an unbelievable chiddush. Al Pidin to say such a thing. But the truth of the matter is that what? Is that you could understand that there is such a shita because we're talking about a mitzvah d'oraisa of Shiva Shemeh Mishnah as opposed to what? Sitting in the sukkah. Al-Pidin. Halacha l'maisa. So it comes out that we have a responsibility, and this is very important. And we'll close with this. When you're at a wedding, and you, I don't care whether you think you're not so close to the chasan and kala. The Gemara says in Brachas, if you go to a wedding and you eat the suda and you're not mesameh chasam akal, you're over chamesh kolos. Kol sason, kol simcha, there are 5 kolos. So you have to realize that either it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan with a kiyum d'oraisa, it might even be a mitzvah d'oraisa all 7 days. Oh, and a lot of times you're invited to a sheva brachos. Oh, you know what, I wasn't what? Oh, I wasn't close enough to make the list to be invited to the chasana. Don't be like that. That's not a mensch, that's not a ben Torah like. He's asking you to come. You couldn't invite all his chaverim just because you weren't invited to the list of the chuppah. If he invites you to the sheva brachos, okay. Let's say even if you wouldn't be, the other guys would be the panim chadashos. You shouldn't have an attitude. Exactly, Donnie. Oh, if I wasn't good enough to be for the chuppah, I'm not going to come to the sheva brachos. That's wrong. You're missing out on a what? Mitzvah b'sameach chosin the kala. Okay, what a wonderful day. Let's stop mincha. We'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Okay. Who wants to stop for the omen? Who wants to stop for the omen?